In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose, or for the intentions of St. Anthony, the patron of our church. I want to also ask for your prayers in a special way for Mr. Fred Gauna. Please pray for Fred Gauna. I visited him a little while ago, and he's doing well enough right now, but I mean, it's up and down in those moments. So again, I gave him the last rites one more time during that. And pray for the consolation of his family, too, who are a very good family. Today, when we look at these readings, we see something strange going on within the Scriptures. For one lesson that we can easily take from here is that when somebody asks you a question, they don't always deserve an answer. Because they're not going to always do something good with the question if you give them the right answer. So that's an important thing to note. When somebody asks you a question, that if they don't have a right to the answer or they're going to misuse the answer to do evil, they probably don't have a good reason to ask it in the first place, and so you shouldn't feel necessity to answer it. Follow the method of Jesus in that way. I don't want to preach about that right now. Instead, we see that difficulty that is going on between our Lord and these particular leaders. You find within them that these men refuse to recognize the truth that's laying right there before them. They refuse to do so because they're thinking about if they answer in one way, then it means that they're going to have to act in a different way. If they answer in a different way, then that means that something else is going to happen to them. And so what do? They end up perverting truth. Because they refuse to speak about it, even though they know what the truth is, and the truth does deserve to have an answer there. And so we see there that refusing to speak in that way, they're the ones who have the authority. If they call out and say, yes, Jesus is real, that he is the Son of God, that he is the one who is sent here, that definitely he has authority that comes from above, by recognizing John's authority, which obviously comes from God and is obviously doing good things, because they refuse to act in that way, then there are more and more souls that are lost. Because they're going to follow the religious leaders instead of following the truth, which is obviously there before them. They knew very well that this baptism didn't come from men, that there was something special, something divine that was going on in John. Yet, they refused to speak about it. Because they were weighing what men would do on one side, which they didn't want to follow in that direction, and what, if they said the other thing, what would happen to them. We find the same thing. It's not just what happened in the Old Testament. This is a common thing among men. Among all humanity. We see that so often here, even within the highest courts in our land right now. So often here, there's a man by the name of John Roberts in charge of he's the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, and in so many of his decisions, what he does is ask the question, if I rule in this way, then what are other people going to do? If I side with the conservatives on this side, then that's going to pull the country in this way, and then something's going to happen on this side. And if I side with these over here, then it's going to pull something over here and do that, rather than ruling on whether something is true or whether something is false. Whether something accords with the rule of law or whether it doesn't accord with the rule of law. You see, a judge, that's his only purpose. Is it to say, is this true or is this false? Is this correct or is this incorrect? Is this something that can be done or is this something that can't be done? And anything else, taking words from Jesus, he says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. But do you remember what he says right after that, in the next phrase? We don't usually pay attention to that part. He says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And he says, anything else is from El diablo. Anything else is from the devil, the one who's come to divide, the one who's come to work against the truth. And so, brothers and sisters, it is important to look at that. We see that in the highest court in the land right now, and that is why it is important and incumbent upon you and me today and at this time to pray strongly for those who are in all authority, who are dealing with these sort of decisions and difficulties, but especially for our Supreme Court at this time, who has just heard a landmark case on the defense of life. We celebrated our feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and who is she? The pregnant mother. The mother who is getting ready to give birth to the Son. And that's how they knew that her Son, Jesus Christ, was divine. From the very image which you see here before me in the anvil, you see on my chasuble today, and we unfortunately didn't get to celebrate her feast day yesterday, and because today is also a memorial, can't celebrate it today, unfortunately. I'm still going to wear her vestments. Here today, we need to make that stand for life. And to pray hard for those who are struggling to make those decisions there, to rule on what truth is and what truth is not, to rule on what is a lie and what is that which is comes from God and is divine above, to rule on whether life can indeed and must be protected, or whether it is unimportant, can easily be torn apart, thrown down a blender, and maybe even used in evil experiments. These are the things that for some reason, even the highest judges among us are struggling with, and something which should not be a struggle at all. And so, what do you and I do? We can't change anything on our own. We know somebody who can. That is our Lord. That's who we're here to worship at Mass. And he is the truth itself and the inspiration. And so when you and I come together to pray, God indeed is able to act. Remember, I handed you that miraculous medal. You wear it about your necks. It is important and powerful medal. And what she promises, she says this. She says that those who wear my miraculous medal around their necks in particular will receive many graces in their lives. She says, ask for things, whether they're huge and great, like Supreme Court decisions, or whether they're small and difficult, like, what am I going to do with my life? Or even smaller than that, well, what do I do right now as I'm headed out these church doors? Whatever decision it is, or difficulty or hardship, Our Lady says, ask it, and you will receive many, many graces if you just ask it of me. Put your trust in her. She is the one who gives us truth, because she gives us truth himself in Jesus Christ. And so ask of him. Ask of him of that, and he will give you enlightenment, and indeed, he will give enlightenment even to the greatest judges and those who rule over us in the highest level. Ask of it. Ask of it of God, and see what he can do through your prayers and through mine. For he is the creator of all things, and the one who guides all to ultimately to his truth when they put their trust in him. And those who seek him through Mary always find him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Estos líderes religiosos se negaron a reconocer a Jesús. No es simplemente que no vean lo que está haciendo por ellos, sino que es peor. No quieren reconocerlo. Mi madre decía durante su vida, cuando me ponía terso, se dice, Cristóbal, Christopher, nadie es tan ciego como él que no quiere ver. She said, Christopher, when I was being a little bit dense, she said, Christopher, none is so blind as he who wishes not to see. Y la verdad, ¿no? Sabio consejo. Así que aquí está nuestra meditación sobre Jesús. Jesús no es conocido en nuestra vida, en nuestra tierra, por eso no es amado. Cuando miramos al sol, ¿qué vemos? ¡Qué belleza, qué claridad, qué transparencia! ¡Qué profundidad infinita de toda la perfección! ¿Por qué no hay un sol rayo de luz que no provenga de este sol? El sol es la fuente de toda luz. Del mismo modo, no hay una sola inspiración divina que no provenga de un punto central, ni una sola grata de alegría celestial que no provenga de la fuente celestial que es la persona Jesús. Conociéndolo, estudiándolo y sintiéndolo su presencia, ¿quién sería capaz de ofender a Jesús? Hay que manifestarlo y sobrearlo para entenderlo. Pero aún más que esto, cada persona debe amarlo. ¿Por qué? Porque todo amor, si es realmente amor, nos acerca a él. El amor es la forma más importante de conocer. El amor es una luz que ilumina y transforma y une a la persona con el objeto del amor. Estar unidos a Jesús significa que deberemos rendirnos a la voluntad del Padre Santo, Santo Padre Celestial. Estar unidos a Jesús significa que deberemos ser uno con Él en nuestros pensamientos y también nuestros efectos. Esto significa que debernos imitar en la debilidad y la nada de nuestras almas, el estado habitual y íntimo del alma de Jesús. Esto no es más que un reflejo de la profundidad interior del Verbo Divino que se ha encarnado por nosotros. Si nos, aquí en Fort Sumner, en esta iglesia, si nos dirigimos a nuestra Madre María, la Virgen de Guadalupe, ella nos dará la respuesta. La Madre María nos mostrará, nos presentará a su Hijo si le preguntamos. Pidamos esta gracia ahora en esta misa mismo con las palabras de la Beata Concepción, también conocida como la Conchita. Fue un esposo, una madre, una vidua y escritora mística. Fue la primera laica mexicana en ser beatificada. She was the first woman beatified
who was born in Mexico. Esta es la oración de esta Virgen, Conchita. Se ruega, oh Virgen María, quien en este mundo ha conocido la belleza de Jesús como tú. Muéstramelo, dámelo, porque también es mío. Haz que lo imite, que lo ame, que lo me santifique por él para darte muchas almas que lo glorifiquen aquí en la tierra y eternamente a tu lado. Por el conocimiento de Jesús en realidad, para amar a Jesús en realidad en esta vida, pregúntale a María. Ella siempre nos muestra a Jesús. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.